Hi, this is Aaron Jones, magician with another magic boo, magic audio boo from here in Japan. And today I want to talk about keeping things clean. And I'm not talking about keeping your magic moves clean or your effects clean. I'm talking about actually keeping your props and tables and clothes clean. Like make sure they are not dirty or scuffed or dusty or full of lint. You want to make your stuff look clean. You want to have it clean because it really magnifies on stage if something is really dirty or beat up. The best way is to try to keep it as clean as possible. This goes for silks as well. You know, if you use a lot of silks in your show, and when you're finished, you don't want to just put them back into your magic case all kind of wrinkled up. You want to refold them and put them back properly so they don't get all scrunched up. I know we all have seen somebody pull out a handkerchief for magic and the handkerchief looks like it should be thrown away. It's just ragged up. Unless that's your style, but otherwise you want to pretty much keep your silks clean. You want to keep your props clean. If you scuff it, if possible, paint it up. Give them a wipe down every once in a while. Make protective cases for everything. I have made for any things that I use on a regular basis all the time. I always make cases for them. Even if it's a small prop, some kind of leather case or cloth case that can protect it when it's in the table so it doesn't get scuffed up, doesn't get chipped. And if it does, you know, always keep a magic marker or like a Sharpie around so that you can fix up any things. If it's black, you know, some things you want to carry with you if you're using wood products is, you know, carry different color Sharpies or other felt markers so that if you do chip something up on the venue, you can quickly just color it in so it doesn't look bad. And with your suit, always make sure that when you're traveling doing magic that you keep some kind of lint brush. Here in Japan, I use not a lint brush, but a kind of thing with sticky tape on it. I don't know I guess we have them back in North America somewhere. I just don't remember ever using one in Canada. But it's like sticky tape, and you roll it all over your jacket, and then you can then rip off a new piece. And I always carry one of those with me, as well as I have this spray that I carry with me. It is for taking wrinkles out of shirts and suits and any kind of material cloth. So I carry that with me, and if you're going to a show and your costume is in your suit bag, you know, it might get wrinkled just by traveling from even a close location. So I usually spray that on a few minutes before I get changed, and that usually wrinkles it, takes out any kind of wrinkles that happened in a small en route. Even if I'm, you know, don't have to, I always spray it anyways, make sure that it's nice and clean. If you can find a spray like that, I don't know any product names in North America, Canada, United States, or Europe. In Japan, there's one, but I don't have it handy with me. I should have got it handy, but it's a Japanese name. It wouldn't help. You can probably find out what it is very, very easily, or email me and I will tell you what it is. But any kind of product like that is very handy to carry with you. Keep your hands clean. This goes without saying. Wash your hands. Wash your hands and wash your hands. And cut your nails nice. And I always carry clear nail polish and put that on to make my fingers sparkle. Especially if you're doing close-up magic, because people are going to look at your face and they're going to look at your hands. And you don't want grime under your nails. You want your fingers to look beautiful. So get out that nail polish and put it on. Don't feel strange if you're a man. Do it, because it looks like $1 million. And of course, this goes without saying, if you make sure you're clean shaved, you brush your teeth, you know, you do all this stuff. You want to keep everything clean, because these things will be noticed by spectators and people who hire you. Anyways, that's enough of my ranting for today. This has been one of my magic boos, keeping clean, not your effects. You can get in touch with me through aaronjones.com or through Twitter at aaronjonesmagic or on Facebook at the same name, Aaron Jones Magic. Until next time, have a good one. Bye-bye.